076, Michael Harrell, seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Charter Street. The 911 address is 19129 Charter Street, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 12, parcel 1011. And we have, sorry, lost my spot. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing deck and paver patio. We have 0 letters of support, 3 letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
I'm calling.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
My name is Michael Hill.
And your address, please? Your address?
Oh, 19129 Charter Street in Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Oh, okay. A few years ago, we had a deck built with a ramp from the back door, and the contractor never put in a permit for it. Anyway, so we wanted to expand out the patio because the yard is really had a slope, and my husband has a mobility issue, and so to keep it level, we wanted to build it out a little bit, and that's when we found out that about the step back, about the 10-foot step back. And the yard is really shallow, it's about 15 to 17 feet, and so I was hoping to get a variance all the way back to the step back. It would be all completely enclosed inside the fence, and but there is a fence in the backyard around the back. And then that red is the existing patio, and we wanted to build it out some more, and also put out a retractable awning. Anyway, so we were hoping we could get a variance for the step back so that we can continue to build our backyard. And it is located, it will be behind the house in front of out of the view, behind the house is basically, they call that like a drainage field, and it's just common area in the back. So there's nobody in the backyard. I think I covered it.
So there was never a permit pulled for this?
Huh?
There was never a building permit pulled from the county?
Not on the current that the contractor did not put in for one, and I didn't know that it wasn't done. So, and then I know ignorant is not an excuse, but that's all I have. And I just took it at face value that he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. So, and then there is a manhole cover over by the in the common area where you can access the passage, the sewer passage under. And, there was a fence that was put in, but apparently that didn't matter to the step back or to the variance.
Questions?
Mr. Harrell, is the existing deck elevated?
Probably about 15 inches.
No, the existing deck, the one that's there now, is it elevated?
No, it's about 15 to 18 inches up.
So would you say that's two steps down to the ground?
About three steps.
Three steps down. And what you're proposing to do, and what you're proposing to do is to put a patio on both sides?
Basically, to keep it level.
And the existing deck is not permitted?
Correct. I'm hoping that I can get all the paperwork, finalized and order, and get everything squared away so that everything will be permitted.
And you're proposing, I believe I know this, you're proposing that the two patios would be at ground level?
Yeah, just on both sides. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
When was the deck built?
2019, 2020, and thereabout.
Just trying to understand a timeline here. So you had a company come, you hired a company to come in and build that deck. They did not pull a permit, and you were under the understanding they were doing everything that they were supposed to be doing correctly and legally, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of that company?
George Payne Construction, I guess. George Payne was the contractor. He just did my basement, and he did the permit for the basement, so I don't know if he thought he didn't need to do a permit for the deck or not.
You still have his information? Do you still have his information? How to get in touch with him?
Have I talked to him?
No. Well, that's a question too, but do you have all his information? You know how to get in touch with him,
yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to him about this situation?
No. No, we... it's been a few years, and we got to him now.
So I'm understanding, I'm confused here somewhat. So the paver patios are not existing, they're proposed, correct?
Well, correct. I have an existing patio that is in question in the easement. And then I wanted to put two more, and then that's when I found out that there's a step back there. At one time I heard it was a 5 feet step back, and I heard there was a 10 feet step back, and I was like, I don't even give me like 5 feet in my back yard. I only have like 15 feet in my back yard.
So I heard you state that you feel like it's a safety issue to come off that deck because of the slant, the slant in the ground after that.
It's probably about a foot with the ground not level.
You stated there was somebody that lives in that house that has mobility issues, and you were concerned with that. That's why you're doing everything flat out, correct? Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'd mentioned there's a slope from the edge of the existing deck to the rear yard property line.
Yeah.
How much of a slope is there?
About a foot. Kind of like it goes down. And then...
Because if your patio and deck were at ground level, and ground level could be up to 6 inches above ground level, there would be no need for a variance. But what your testimony is that at its tallest point from the ground up, the existing deck is about 15 to 18 inches above, right? So as it's closer to the house, it's not nearly that high. Is that right?
Right.
All right. So it would be
perhaps less than 6 inches at the house level, but as you go towards the rear yard, it's higher above the ground. Is that correct?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay. So would the pavers be similarly situated in that the proposed pavers, you're going to make them level with the deck, right? So they would be a few inches above ground level, and then as you proceed to the rear, they'll stay flat, but because the underlying ground slopes, there's more of a gap, there's more of a kind of step down from the ground to the patio. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. I just make sure I understood that. Have you had any discussions with neighbors about it?
I talked to my next door neighbor, and a couple of people asked about it, and I told them what I was doing, and they were fine. Other neighbor that told me I had a setback issue, and I didn't know that.
Ms. Norwood, you mentioned there were some letters in opposition. I don't recall seeing those. Did those come in recently?
It looks like stamped today. Yeah, June 2nd today. They're on the, should be on her.
Yeah, I didn't see them earlier. I looked at it over the weekend and I didn't see those, so.
That must be, looks like they got them today.
One of the letters here that we've received from a Randall Russell indicates that you did not submit or receive approval from your architectural review committee. And he says, quote, therefore, as a representative of the HOA, we are in opposition to the granting of the variance.
Okay.
Have you applied for or received any HOA approval?
I applied for it. That's when I found out about the setback.
Are you planning to file for approval with the HOA?
I got burnt and I was going to apply for another.
I don't know if any of the board members want to look at these, but I hadn't seen them, so I. Have you had a chance to see those letters in opposition?
I have not.
Okay.
I did not know that there were many letters.
Would you like a chance to look at those?
Yeah.
Okay. After the board has a chance to look at them, we'll give those to you to look at.
Seeing this, it's given me, it's made me think of another question. So no permit was pulled, and as I've read on these, did you get permission from the community to build the deck?
Did I walk?
Did you apply for permission to build the deck through your community? Do you need HOA approval?
I believe I did, but that was about 5 years ago.
I'm looking at these, and multiple people have said no. One of my problems with this is we've got a bad situation, and we're looking to make it worse. And I got an issue. There's an issue there with me with that. Not that I want to grant this or help you out, but this is a bad situation. That you're. Give me a second.
You'd have to come forward and be sworn in, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know if it matters or not.
Are you with the applicant, ma'am?
I'm a friend of his, in regards to the HOA.
Okay. If you would, you can be sworn in as a part of his case in chief.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Debbie Latham, and my address is 395 Robinson Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I didn't know if this made a difference when you brought up HOA. The HOA just recently, they were building the development. It was under the developers. Like I said, I don't know if this makes a difference or not, so that's why I just wanted to bring it up. It was originally under the developers and everything, I guess, and it just recently changed hands to whoever now is in charge of the HOA, so there's totally different people that are working, and I didn't know if that made a difference or not, so I just wanted to bring that up.
I appreciate your point, but this, that same set of rules is going to be when it's not turned over as it was.
I didn't know that.
And there's a couple people stating to, actually to the opposite, that you did not apply for this and it was never approved. Do you have any proof of, like, when you applied, you said you were not sure?
I get it, it was
5 or 6 years ago now. But that would be nice to have, to know that at least your homeowners association approved this, so then we can have something to go on. Otherwise, I still stand with what I originally said, and this is my opinion. We're taking a bad situation and we're making it worse by what you're proposing to do. I just want to be upfront with you. That, again, that's me. That's how I feel about it. Thank you.
You have any more questions, Mr. Sharp?
I don't know if Mr. Harrell wants to look at those letters. Dr. Carson's got those for you. You want to take a minute or two to look at them? Let us know when you're done.
This my copy, or?
Those are the file copies, so we would give you a couple minutes to look at them and see if you have a response after reading.
Oh, okay. Well, I might have forgot to submit and receive an approval. Okay. I don't have a response.
One of the things that I did note in there was that a neighbor was talking about privacy and how close the structure would be. I don't know if they're the neighbor to the one side or the other. But one of the questions that strikes me is, how would you maintain it or construct it while remaining entirely on your property? Would that be something are you able to maintain the deck now while being on your property?
How do I maintain it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you needed to stain it or repair a board or what have you.
I don't quite understand. What is she saying?
Can I come back up?
Yes, she can come back up.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a hard time here.
I understand.
So what is she asking?
He's asking, how would you maintain the not the deck, but how would you maintain the what you're applying for? If you had to clean it up, can I say something? It's within a fence. I don't know if that makes a difference,
but it's within
the fence. They're not going outside. They have a fence, and it's not going to be going outside of the fence. He's asking how you would maintain the how would you maintain all the pavers?
Mm-hmm.
If something needed to be done to the pavers,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How would you maintain it?
What
it would
it
fix it.
To maintain?
That's, what do you mean?
It would stay within the...
You believe that you could maintain the patio structure and the deck structure while remaining entirely on your property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know.
Oh, okay.
And the entirety itself is on the property. It's within the fence line. They're not going over. If it makes a difference, I don't know what you like to see.
We don't often see folks asking for 100% variances. So
yeah.
Maintenance is sometimes a concern, so that you're not trespassing on a neighbor's property.
And that makes sense.
Dr. Carson?
Mr. Harrell, you on the back of the house, I'm noting on the plan that you already have a screened-in deck and a sunroom. Is that correct?
I already have.
You have a screened-in.
Yeah.
It says a screened-in deck.
we have a back, yeah, we have a porch in the back, on the back, yeah.
And a sunroom?
Yeah, the sunroom, and then the patio comes out from it.
Thank you.
And we have a ramp that goes down.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, any more questions?
I do not, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Sir, does that conclude your presentation?
I'm sorry.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Thank you, you may have a seat.
Okay.
Sir, yeah, we need those letters back. And give them to Ms. Norwood. Is anyone present who likes to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13076 for Mr. Michael Harrell and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 13076 for Michael Harrell. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant, and that the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that they don't represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second it.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Lovengoth.
Aye for the reasons.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for your reasons. So sir, with a vote of 5-0, your case is denied.